Do you find those after-dinner games between the generations exciting? Here's my favorite, Monopoly. Monopoly on the Truth. To play Monopoly on the Truth, all you need to do is to think that your opinion is better than everyone else's, and you don't even need a playing board, okay?
Okay, Boomer.
Well, actually, it's not okay. Because though Monopoly on the Truth is exciting and agitating and aggravating and... Stop!
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
No Monopoly on the Truth. Yep. We're going to do something different this time on Okay, Boomer. Instead of interviewing someone from another generation, we're going to interview somebody from my generation, the baby boomer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to interview myself. I know, that's going to sound kind of funny. When this podcast ends, it's going to even be funnier. We're going to call up Robert P. Rickman, who lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
What?
Yeah, it's me, Robert. Hold on. You ready? Are you ready? Ready to roll?
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, wait a minute. It's noon. All right, I'm still. Let me get it together. Wake up. It's cold. Give me a few minutes, okay?
Sometimes I can be very disappointed with myself. Anyway, we'll let the alternative Robert get his act together, and I'll tell you about what we're trying to do. I want to interview him to determine what kind of progress he made on his program and what is going to happen in the future. And since he is a baby boomer, I guess we'll agree on just about nothing. Let's try it again. Robert, okay, wait a minute. Let me show you a picture real quick.
Ow! That hurt! Can you wait till I finish shaving? Huh?
Okay, we'll let you shave and get on the bedroom balcony and we'll do the interview from there. And I'll be in the living room balcony, which is half inside and half outside. Got my plants back there. Love plants. Have a sip of coffee. Perfect. Just the way I like it. Here we go.
Another beautiful day. Well, at least there's coffee. And at least Robert on the other side is having a rainstorm. That'll teach him. It's cold. Ah! Sorry, Charlie. What's my phone? What? Yes, I'm on the balcony. Where the hell do you think I'm going to be? Okay, I'm going to sit down, I'll get on my computer, we'll get ready to go, okay? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now, Robert P. Rickman, a big question for you. Why in the wide, wide world of sports did you choose that book to read and be sitting there cheerfully reading it as people took pictures of you? I mean, what's the problem here? I would like a direct answer.
All right, you could stop screwing around with the photos. Yes, that was me. I was at Southern Illinois University, the small business incubator, and I was just kind of having fun with the book. Then I read it. Now, as much as it pains me, some of the stuff seems to be true. For instance, when I was going to SIU, it cost a little under $400 a year, and that doesn't include summer vacation, to go to school. $400 tuition. Now, to go to the exact same school, more than $13,000 a year. Now, if we were to take that $400+ a year in 1970 and convert it to 2025, we'd get about $3,400. So it costs $3,400 for a modern person to go to SIU in 1971. Does that make any sense? No, of course not. As opposed to more than $13,000. So we baby boomers need to get education back together again. And also the majors. I was a radio and TV major. Well, radio and TV are going down the tubes. I understand that radio revenues are dropping, and so are television revenues. And somebody who gets a degree in radio and TV really has a degree that's not going to help them very much at all. Okay. Next tricky question, and I'm sorry it's raining so hard on your side.
Adequate explanation. Wasn't as good as what I could do, but I'm not you. At least not on the same balcony. Anyway, what have you been doing? I mean, you've done your podcast. You started it in radio for about a year and a half. Then you changed the format all the way around from being a one-hour variety program for baby boomers to a video of you talking to millennials, Generation Zs, and others. What people have you talked to, and what have been the results of you trying to erase the monopoly on truth, stop it, and also get people to agree to anything?
Well, what I thought would be a good idea was to bring the generations together. We've had so much tribalism in this country over the last few years. Here's an example of two opposing parties, two opposing people from families that were totally different from each other, getting along very well together. Teddy Kennedy, he was a Democrat, a liberal from New England, and John McCain, a conservative. He was the son of a four-star admiral and the grandson of another. He was in the Vietnam War. He was shot down. He spent 5 years in a prisoner of war camp. So McCain and Kennedy were two opposite sides of the political spectrum. Yet, as U.S. senators, they got together, passed bipartisan legislation, and they were personal friends. So what I thought I'd start with are the generations. Now, we baby boomers are down on X and millennials and Ys and Zs and As and whatever the alphabet is offering this month. But I don't think it should be that way. And, of course, the reciprocal from all the other generations is that we boomers are old, we're senile, we don't, you know what we're doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought I'd bring some of the generations together. First thing I did was I interviewed a translator who translated the novel I wrote about SIU broadcasting. Here's a plug. Saluki Marooned, about a burned out broadcaster like me, who had a few too many and found himself on a train from Chicago going down to Carbondale, Illinois, where the university is, walking around Campus Lake and passing out underneath some canoes that were stacked up on the side of the shore, and waking up in 1971. He's an SIU Saluki. The Saluki is a dog, and that is the mascot for Southern Illinois University. Maroon and white are the colors, maroon. And the novel is Saluki Marooned. Guy marooned back in 1971. Anyway, so much for the plug. Laura Squigna translated it into Italian. I Zoomed with her recently, and we were talking about technology and how boomers handle technology, which is not very well in many cases. Unfortunately, we had problems getting connected, and you will learn some Italian swear words along with hearing some familiar American swear words. And then Sydney Garrett, she was having some problems with her church. The church was not properly recognizing young people, and so we talked about that. She was in Huntsville, Alabama, and I'm here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And what we agreed to, and the object was to agree on anything, we agreed that religion should not be used as a weapon. And then there's Carly North. Carly and I worked at a I guess, a co-working organization, which I was thrown out of for being a little bit too politically incorrect. Nevertheless, Carly and I were talking about work at, say, a standard place of work, which I always did when I was through the, through the early part of this century. You always had a place you had to go to work, whether it be a radio station, a television station, a weather station, or in the cockpit of an airplane. I was a flight instructor for a while. We always had to go to work. Well, now we don't have to. And so Carly works with a company where she spends some of her time at home working and also at this other place, this co-working area. So we talked about co-working. How did I like it as a boomer? How does she like it as a millennial? And then we had Josh Wilhelm. Josh is an album cover designer. He has his own studio, and I appeared in his studio. And Josh had some problems with the names of a very famous group that I grew up with. It's spelled B-E-A-T-L-E-S, and I corrected him on the proper spelling. I won't tell you the name because you all know how to pronounce it. Anyway, Josh and I talked about music back then in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and music right now. And there's a lot of correlations. So that's what I'm trying to do, bring the generations together. And we're doing it on one of my balconies, and then the other guy in the rainstorm, he's doing it on his balcony. Okay, other guy.
And now let's look at the future. The future of your podcast. What are you going to do, and how are you going to handle this project? Because I know it's a very difficult one for you to do. Since when you were in flight training, I understand you asked a question from the chief examiner, and he said, "Well, Mr. Rickman, with that single brain cell of yours, I can understand how you could ask such a question. Go ahead."
Well, the future of the podcast is I intend to continue working with other generations to agree on several things. My belief is that if you get people who are of opposite opinions together and agree on something, they can make that as a start. They can start building upwards, as opposed to you're in this tribe, you're in that tribe, we all hate each other, that type of thing. You know, I have a blue car and he has a green car, and green isn't as good as blue, and the guy driving the green car thinks the blue car isn't as good as the green. That's about how silly I think it is. So this okay boomer's okay with allowing people to have their own opinions, and there is no monopoly on the truth.
And that wraps it up. An interview with yours truly. I was on one balcony, and we were zooming on the other balcony. I'm one of the few people in the world who has two balconies, one on each side of the apartment. How did that happen? It was built by a boomer. I'm Robert Rickman. I'll talk at you later.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, kid. Okay, boomer is recorded in the Mountain Creek neighborhood of Chattanooga, Tennessee. This OK Boomer talks with younger generations with one aim, to reach agreement on anything and stamp out a dangerous monopoly plaguing this country, a monopoly on the truth.